welcome, everybody. It's Tuesday. You tuned in to 104.1 Real Laughs. I'm your host for this week, James John. I got Miguel and Devin both out. But it's okay. I'm joined by some of the funniest comedians in Central Florida. I got Mr. Mike Herlihy from the Obligatory Podcast.
Hello, hello.
That's right. Smooth sounds of Mike Herlihy. Yeah. I also got Charlie Bowie in the house.
Yes, from Poking the Bear podcast.
That's right, man. And you guys are now on iHeart. That's a big deal.
Sir.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank
clap
you.
It for you, baby. That's right.
Thank you, thank you.
Nice, man. How's that going for you guys?
Fantastic.
I heard you guys got a lot of followers popping up, man.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's not bad at all. Congratulations.
It has been solid.
Yeah, and you were with Ryan Holmes.
Yes, sir,
the
Monsters in the Morning.
Member of Monsters in the Morning. Man, he is the youngest member.
Yes.
By about 30 years, right? That's how it works. And I'm also joined by my good friend. It allows me, when he's here, to sing my favorite song, Mr. Jones and Me.
Yes, from the I Don't Have a Podcast podcast.
That's right. That's
meta, brand.
That's it, man.
That's meta, man.
You need to get one. Everybody has a podcast
I know.
Now, man.
I'm the one comic that does not have a podcast, so I can interview other comics.
There you go. That already been interviewed by all the other podcasts.
You have to have a podcast now. It's almost obligatory.
Oh, look at that, baby.
Jeff just has conversations with people.
Yeah. That'd be a great name, Conversations with Jeff Jones.
I just sit at my house and talk to Alexa. That's all.
Alexa, play something I can cry to.
She knows. Man,
we've all been there.
Also joining me in studio, Seraph Ned.
Hey, James, how are you, baby?
Brother, I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
You're quite welcome. You're not only a comedian, but you're a guy that puts together festivals and other shows, and you produce your own thing, man.
I do, yes, sir.
And welcome to our little show, Real Laughs, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me.
No worries, man. We invite everybody, especially a guy that wears Wu-Tang.
Thank you.
That's exactly their call sign. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. I went to a Rage Against the Machine and Wu-Tang Clan concert in 1996, and I've never been the same.
Check it out.
You should
be. My combo. Rage and Wu-Tang.
You're wearing it. You're wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I was, my buddy was working for a newspaper, and he got some free tickets, and he's like, you want to go see Rage Against the Machine, Wu-Tang Clan? I'm like, I would love to. I'd never heard of them.
That's the proper response. I would love to.
And we went there.
That sounds like a wonderful afternoon.
I don't want to overdress. What do I wear?
Because
not whiteness.
Because he worked for the press, he got these really good seats. So we got there early. I'm saying the seats, and it's one of those amphitheaters with the lawn, and then we're under the coverings, and we're like in the 12th row. And I'm just like, wow, we have wonderful seats. And then as soon as they started playing, someone had me stand up so they could rip the seat out and throw it so they had room to mosh. And I'm like, I no longer have a seat. And then I'm not a large guy, and I never have been. It's not like I was bigger before and got smaller.
No.
I realized what moshing was during the Rage Open
you
for
learned.
Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
I learned.
Gotcha.
And I'm here. So.
Yeah, I made it.
It worked out. But
Mike found out he had a secret skill. It's moshing.
It was very scary.
Or running away.
Fortunately, in the 90s, I had also seen the L.A. riots on TV, so I knew how to deal with things. You go find a big vehicle and hide behind it.
That's what you do.
And
exactly
that's what
right.
I did. So,
gotcha.
So glad you could be here.
I love the fact that someone asked Mike, excuse me, sir, might I have you stand up? So I can borrow your seat.
I didn't want to be part of the machine they were raging against.
Might you be a part of the machine? No, sir.
If I made you so bold.
I'm starting to think I shouldn't have worn a tie. I was told it was a concert.
He spilled his Chardonnay.
Excuse me, sir. I'm trying to sift my cognac.
For some reason, he had a resume with him. Like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing here?
I'm like, how come they call that one Ghost Face Killer, but he's not white?
You just confused all of our white listeners. A Ghost Face Killer?
So all of them?
Yes. How dare you, sir?
It's basically just Devin going, no, bear be talking about me.
He's texting me now. Now, Sarah,
there's a twinge in the force.
This is an important year for you.
It is.
Okay, you got a big show coming up at the Orlando Improv, which is one of the premier comedy clubs in Orlando. Mm-hmm. But you also, you're retiring from comedy, man.
I am.
What?
In October.
This is his swan song.
Why?
Him and Elton John. This is it.
Wait, do we get to go watch when we retire from this thing? What makes you retire? What are you retiring from?
Just performing on stage, but I'll still produce the festival back home in Colorado.
Oh, nice, man.
So I want to keep everyone on the on the bills. That
now,
way.
Now, what led you to, I should say, what led you to saying, hey, you know what? I want to retire from comedy. What was it? All the money, the women, the fame? What like we all are. Like, what led you to be like, you know, I'm done?
Like after like 4 or 5 years of doing stuff, I like to close a chapter and start a brand new chapter.
Okay, nothing wrong with that, man.
Like living the dream. I'm like, all right, let's start a new dream up. And
let's do something else, man.
Finally get into porn now, Sancho.
Well, yep. Yeah!
Somebody has to take Hugh Hefner's spot. So I thought, well, like, I'll do the guy.
I like that. I've done comedy. I can run a multi-billion dollar.
Because you've actually done a bunch of different stuff in the past. Like, didn't you intern for, what was the horror filmmaker?
Clive Barker.
So
that's
you actually,
awesome, man.
How did that come about? I've seen pictures. We've had short conversations, but I never really got into it.
Big
like,
fan,
how
man.
Did,
that's awesome.
Because that's kind of a big deal. Like, how did that happen for you?
I read a book called Mr. Be Gone, and they reached out to me on MySpace. Some random person said, hey, he's writing a new book. You got to read it. It's about a demon that possesses a book while you read it. And I'm like, this is so rad. You know, and then I said, hey, I need an internship to graduate because, like, I was raised on, like, Hellraiser and Candyman.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I got to learn how to scare people like you do. Mm-hmm. And then he interviewed me himself at his studio, and I'm like, wow, this is so rad.
Where is his studio? Can we ask that? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's in Los Angeles.
Why? So you went out there. You got to talk to Clive Barker. How amazing was that?
It was fantastic.
Did you steal anything while you were there?
Oh, no. He gave me a paper. He gave me a lot
James,
of...
not everybody's like you.
Okay, got it.
He gave me a lot of artwork and paintings and stuff in the autographed mall.
Oh, that's badass, bro. Oh, yeah. Nice.
What are some of his bigger works that he's done, Clive Barker?
Like the Midnight Meat Train.
Full Breed.
Oh, yeah. With like Rampage Jackson, Brooke Shields, and Bradley Cooper was in it.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Nightbreed was a great one from my time. Yep. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to have my name in a movie, and he released the director's cut of Nightbreed, and he put my name underneath Quentin Tarantino's movie theaters.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cool. As a thank you,
man. You got good credits, man.
Didn't Clive Barker do a remake? Didn't he do one of the Draculas? Or am I thinking?
No, Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker did. Yeah. Why am I? What? Clive Barker's done so much, and for the
a
life
lot
of me,
for
I can't
horror.
Think of anything.
Yeah,
right
he,
now.
And when he hit back in the days in the 90s, he brought a definitely a darker tone. He upped the ante. He was like, whoa, wait a minute.
This is scary.
This is
scary.
This is twisted, man.
Yep, like Lord of Illusions with Scott Bakula.
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like Scott Bakula. I saw that one. Yeah.
That was actually a good movie, man. So how long were you with Clive?
I spent the summer of 2009 with him, and then I spent the graduated college, and then I went back and did 3 more years with him.
Dang, that was amazing, man. Yeah. So right now, you want to focus on doing your comedy festival. You tell us a little bit about the comedy festival, what it's called, and what it's about.
My town named it after me. They called it Sereth Fest. Music and Comedy Festival.
I like it. All right, Sereth Fest.
I wanted to change the name, but they won't let me change it. So it's like, I'm stuck with it.
Let me get this straight. This is my festival. Yep, but I can't change the name.
Nope.
All right, sounds like I'm
Dude,
in control
that's
here.
That's a great name. Whenever you're getting romantic with anybody, you should yell that out. We're getting ready for Sereth Fest.
I do you say that.
Jeff.
I do.
It's Jeff Fest, baby.
No, I say Sereth Fest.
Yeah. Did you say Sereth Fest?
It's got more notoriety.
It's very catchy.
All right, so when do you actually do that? What are the time periods for doing Sereth Fest?
We do it every summer, like around July.
And it's in?
Pueblo, Colorado.
Gotcha, Colorado. Now, what's Colorado like? I hear the scene there for comedy is amazing.
Oh, yeah, Denver and Fort Collins has a huge scene.
Anywhere where you can smoke weed legally. Like, the comedy has to be fantastic, am I right?
At least the audience is awesome.
I'm thinking the audience and fun dip.
Hey, welcome to the Denver Improv. As you know, this is a 2-toke minimum.
What, man?
I'm sorry, but we're all out of mozzarella sticks.
That's right.
It hasn't even started the show. We are all out.
For an extra $14.99, you can take the monogram bong home with you.
That's right. Now, we don't got any more mozzarella sticks, but we have Doritos and Cheetos. Mm. Woo!
Oh, man, I forgot to order them. No, we don't.
No, we don't, dude.
Bro.
Bro.
So what you got coming up this Wednesday night? Something big?
Big show.
I have a big show. I'm really excited about it. Kabir Singh is headlining it.
Okay.
He was on Gabriel Iglesias' stand-up revolution.
Nice.
Yep. And then he asked me to be do 10 minutes along with everyone else. And Christy B. From Flagler County.
We know Christy B. Mm-hmm. She puts on her own shows as well. Comedian. Okay. And I know one of the guys. I work with him closely. Mr. Devin Siebold.
Yep.
Will be on that show as well, right?
Indeed.
Gotcha. Actually, me and Jeff are going to make a trip out there. We're going to all come support you, brother.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, man.
We're going to get high and eat mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Or I'm just going to eat mozzarella sticks. I don't need any help getting hungry, Jeff. Thank you.
I'll be there, too. I'm just picking up a paycheck they owe me, but and I'll take a look at you.
Well, thank you much.
If I got paid for the parking anyways.
I'm leaving. I'm not doing this anymore.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I just can't believe you're retiring.
I wish I could stick around, but I started in with a roast. It's on YouTube with like 400 views.
Mm-hmm. Nice, man.
And then I'm going to go out with a toast.
There you go, man. And also, people, definitely go on YouTube and check out all the different interviews that you did. You did some nice interviews with a lot of comedians over the years, man. And very high quality. HD looks very nice. It gave us a good glimpse into, you know, the behind the scenes of comedy, man. So if you guys can go check that out, where can they find those videos?
On Sarethney, just Sarethney. And you'll see me as my Wu-Tang superhero outfit. That's my cartoon character.
I love that, by the way. Big Wu-Tang fan myself. Okay. I know Jeff loves Wu-Tang.
And might I just say, kudos to you for knowing when the time is up, you know? Because, like, a lot of people hang on way too long. You figured 4 or 5 years, I've done what I wanted to do, I'm moving on. There's some people that stick around this business 33 years, James.
Thank you. Thank
33
you, brother.
Years.
Thank you, Mike.
And then they start a catering company, but they still... They still get on stage every week in their denim shorts and their chef coat tell the audience the way things used to be.
I'm going to do a thing. You're hosting? No. It's just a thing I do. No.
Listen to our Monday episode. Yes,
you'll get that. That's right.
Absolutely. That's available online, right?
It is.
Yeah. It seemed like so long ago.
You go to iHeart app and you can also go to iTunes on the podcast section, Real Laughs.
Native advertising.
That's right. So what's next for you? You said you want to start a new chapter after doing stand-up comedy. What do you want to focus on now?
I might go back to horror, but I want to produce, like, help sponsor, like, comedy shows or something like
that. Can I make a suggestion for a horror film?
Yep, absolutely.
You make a horror film about comedy, stand-up comedy, and make it very dark, because it'll be real, about comedy and a comic failing at comedy and just doing it horribly.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
That would be a great one.
I'm not ready to sell the rights to my life.
My end is coming.
It's coming.
But,
like,
if you do take it, my only demand is you play me in the movie.
Yes. I'll do my best.
There you go.
Call it Fire Wallet Fiasco. That'd be a phenomenal. The Mike Hurley story.
If they ever make my story, I want Woody Harrelson to play me.
Spitting image, James. Spitting image.
Woody Harrelson will do a fine job.
Up in flames, the life of Mike Hurley.
There you go. Mike's the only comic I know. At his actual funeral, he'll still do a merch pitch.
I have trained my children to do a merch pitch during the eulogy.
They aren't even crying or anything. They're like, well, I mean, this is all I got.
No,
so,
no, they've heard the act. They have no love for me.
You're going to open the lid of the coffin and it's going to be fire. It's cremation and burial at the same time.
If you guys don't know, Mike is the king of merchandise. Here's how we make money on the road. After our show, we will set up a table and we will sell merchandise. You know, it's usually something that will tie into our show, a t-shirt, a DVD. Mike came up with a great idea, a fire wallet. He has a great pitch for it, and people like fire. If you open the wallet, you can light it, and it will flames will shoot from it, but it will not burn anything in your wallet. Yeah. They can't see it at home, Mike. Put it away. Okay.
He's doing the pitch right here.
Pitch right now. But also, Mike came up with something else that was great. Not only does he have the fire wallet, he has the fire watch. A watch like James Bond that it will send up a little flame when you press a little button on the side. And men love this because we love fire. That's why we grill. We love it.
Yeah, so I have one piece of merch for each child I have. And if I'm going to have another kid, I need to find something else that lights on fire to sell after shows.
Yeah, sell a condom.
Who's this coming from over there?
I chose my family. None of them were mistakes.
Just happy little accidents.
Happy little accidents.
So. You're winking so much right now. Stop winking.
That's not winking.
Are you having a seizure?
I have cataracts. Shut up, Tony Bowie.
I thought you drove a Lincoln Continental.
Now... I do not. But I'm happy for you, man. Congratulations on all your success. Mm-hmm. And please, is there a code word that people can call up and get some tickets to attend the show on Wednesday?
Yep. There's, I believe the promo code is KR. If you go to the Orlando Improv website and type that in. I'll be posting it on my Instagram account too, so that way you know all the details.
And we'll actually put it on our Real Laughs account on Facebook for you, man. Go to Improv Orlando as well if you want tickets. Please come support Sarah and Mr. Devin Siebold. It's going to be a great show. You guys don't go anywhere, because when we get back, Sarah's going to teach everybody how to do comedy in 2 minutes. All right.
Nice.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
everybody. If you're looking for a new place to go that has live entertainment and great food, then you've got to go down and visit my friends at the Harry Buffalo. It's located in downtown Orlando on Church Street. There is plenty to do there. They have live entertainment. They have bands. They have stand-up comedy. And they even have trivia night. So there's something for everyone. So guys, head on down to the Harry Buffalo now and have yourself a good time. Their music, their food, their entertainment is absolutely great. You're going to love it. I'll see you there. Tell them James sent you.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Jobrani, and you are listening to the funniest show on the planet, Real Laughs on Real Radio. Try saying that five times fast. Real Raff Radio, Real Raff, Real Raff, Real Raff, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum. Oops.
Where?
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Real Laughs on 104.1. Be sure to go to iTunes, and you can subscribe to us under the podcast section, Real Laughs. And if you do, we're going to be doing some giveaway. We got some new swag that we want to give you folks. We got some new shirts, magnets, got stickers, and we got some new hats that we want to give you guys. So if you subscribe that way, you'll be entered into that drawing to win. And you can always catch up on our past episodes on iHeart app as well. I'm joined in studio today because we don't have Miguel. We don't have Devin. They're out. So it's just me, James. John, and I got I got Mike Hurley from the Obligatory Podcast with me.
Hello, thanks for having
me. Gotcha. I got comedian, soon to retire, Sarah Snay with me as well.
Thank you.
All right, and I got Charlie Bowie. That's right. I heard you like comedy, baby.
I do.
All right, and also I got Mr. Jones and me.
That never gets old.
Oh, no, not in 43 years. It's not gotten old.
Jeff Jones. That's right.
The 2.5 hour car ride of hearing that sung over and over did not get old.
I like how you said 43 years, like even before 1995 when the song came out.
Mr. Jones. That song is like 1960s song.
It was a remake.
Yeah, it's like a Percy Sledge song from like the 60s.
Mr. Jones and me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there's Mrs. Jones.
That's what it is.
He's singing it to that song.
I'm like, no,
he's Mr. Jones and me.
Is black.
So what you meant is you've been being called Mrs. Jones most of your life.
Well, I usually cost extra.
Mrs. Jones.
I've only been called Mrs. Jones since 1994.
How is your uncle? I don't know.
I don't get it. Okay.
You're just a conundrum to me because here you are, one of the coolest comics I know.
Coolest.
You've been the, I guess for lack of a better word, the gay comedian on the scene in Orlando for years. You got such a good following. But just today, I'm learning so much about you that makes your own people hate you.
Yes.
Just like you're sitting here talking about how you didn't care for the Star Is Born. That was a good movie, man. While you down your third like Chick-fil-A sandwich, which how do you even get that on Sunday?
It's Tuesday, Mike. It's Tuesday.
I know it's Tuesday, but I've seen you on Instagram on Sundays.
It's Tuesday, Mike.
It's like, I think I just clarified that.
Yeah, and I just picked up something at the Hobby Lobby to make. So.
You're like,
so it's a balance.
I'm part of the group, but I don't let the group speak for me.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
I'm making clan items from the Hobby Lobby purchase. So it's,
you're like, I build the crosses.
That's right. I was there, and they have
That's Mike's new merch. It's a fire cross.
They have a men's section.
Nothing new about that.
That's right.
They have a men's section at Hobby Lobby, and there's a lamp that's just a gun.
Yeah, you damn right like, it is.
It doesn't even have a shade
who
on it.
Who asked for that,
it's
though?
It's just bare bowl.
Who asked for that? Who walked in this one day and is like, hey, I'm in the Hobby Lobby. I need a lamp, but I need it to be manly as hell.
I don't want one of them.
There's a house that's down the street from me that I thought it was just a Christmas decoration, but it's been up every year. And they basically, it's a big cross they have in their yard wrapped in a ton of Christmas lights. Isn't that just like a high-tech cross burning happening? That's just... Well, I have this glowing cross in my yard.
It's called Hate the Musical.
I don't get that.
That's a high-tech. That's hilarious. Don't burn your cross. Mm. Highlight it.
Breathe. Because remember, it's not the cross we're mad at.
Why would you just burn perfectly good wood like that? Reuse it. Repurpose it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what if they? What if like Klansmen gave PSAs like that? Be good to the earth. Mm.
Hey, the rainforests are dying, but hatred isn't. So we gotta find a common ground.
And our common ground is green.
They're wearing hemp robes.
Wait. We can wear hemp, Floyd, but we can't wear Egyptian cotton. Come on, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we shouldn't be wearing any cotton because we know where it came
from. That's right. We're going to get so much mail on this episode. It's going to be crazy.
From Devin's followers?
Yes.
That's Polk County. No.
Someone speaks the truth.
Yeah, it's just scribbled and handed.
I don't mind
what it says, but I'm sure it's racist.
Yeah, I don't
if
mind.
If you agree with me, my name is Mike Early. If you don't, I'm Miguel Colon.
That's right. I don't mind that James being on the show, even though he's not one of us, because he is well-spoken.
Got one of the phone interview voices.
Yeah. Wonder who taught him to do that. Good Lord. I want to talk to you guys about something that I've been noticing coming back in the comedy scene, so to speak. As I see different comics on TV, online, and whatnot. When I first started comedy, there was guys who had like stage names, like little funny names, like Cedric the Entertainer was one of the guys that I remember. And there's been a slew of people after that. Larry the Cable Guy, that was pretty popular in those days. But I'm noticing with the YouTube people, all these social media guys that are starting to get a lot of fame now, the funny stage name is coming back, man. And I don't know who asked for it, but it's alive and kicking. That's right. I'm noticing that, okay, the ones I'm noticing is from social media, what's his name? Country Wayne, Ha Ha Davis, Jess Hilarious is one. Not Ryan Davis. He just uses his name, Ryan Davis. But there's a slew of them that are starting to get into stand-up. King Botch, I believe, or Batch. I don't know if it's Botch or Batch.
So weird. And let me ask, is there a common denominator between all these comics?
Yes.
And what would that be?
They're breathing.
YouTube?
YouTube. Yes.
Internet
rhymes with black.
I think you did that wrong.
Okay, let me try again. Rhymes with urban.
They're turban comics?
Yes.
Very big in the Middle East.
They're hat turban.
They love being Bali. So, I mean, is there a reason for that?
I don't know. I just been noticing that. I mean, have you seen it?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. But I mean, yeah, we had Larry the Cable Guy was the first comic that I was really aware of. Like, why wouldn't you just use his real name? Of course, Dan Whitney.
It started as a character.
It started as a character.
Yeah, that's different though. It's like that's a character.
It just became bigger than the actual act itself. Yeah. So he's like, well, people are
loving that. Why not?
And it made him rich. I'm not mad at that at all. But I'm just saying. I wonder why it's happening, and I wonder, if you guys had, a funny stage name, what would it be for, you? What would your funny stage name
be? Sareth actually does have a stage name.
Yeah, I go by Wu Manchu as my Wu-Tang superhero, and I go on stage and perform. I use, music jokes and superhero jokes and keep it clean.
I love to hear you get on stage. Hey, the Wu-Tang ain't nothing to with. Whoa! That's awesome. So
kid-friendly.
So you do a lot of church shows?
No, not really. I think the cross would burn if I walk into a church.
It would, man. That's awesome. So you do have a name that you use. People thought I had. They didn't believe me. Oh, your name isn't James Yon.
The last name's?
Yeah, Yon. They're like, whoa, hold on.
You're black. You can't have an Asian last name.
You can't do a lot of things. Oh, wait. Yeah. Mike.
Mike,
if you had a funny name, what would be your name?
I think it's Mike.
Mike?
Spelling wise.
Yeah, I spell it differently, but it doesn't sound any different.
It's not like he's a rapper and he spells it on stage. M-Y-K-E. You know me.
It's funny because when I started out, I did a good mix of magic and comedy. So
yes.
I was a lot of my friends knew me as Magic Mike, and then the movie came out and kind of set a new standard for something I'll never be.
No, yeah. Thank God.
Can't really go by Magic Mike anymore. But I think nicknames in general. When I was bartending, I was working at a bar at Disney's Boardwalk, a dueling piano bar, and I had a bottle opener that was also a butterfly knife. Yeah, because it was cool. So I used to be like, open up about.
Nice.
Put it back in a holster. But the manager was a little bit, like, not the coolest guy. He's like, not sure I can have you with that switchblade bottle opener there behind the bar. I'm like, well, number one, it's a Bala song, you know.
Okay,
and it's perfect. But he just started calling me Switch. So for like a year and a half, people just called me Switch.
Was it a knife as well as a bottle opener?
Nope, just a bottle opener.
Just a bottle opener that did this.
Yeah, I still got it.
I don't want you having anything that can be construed as being cool. I don't want that. I don't want cool in my bar.
For a year and a half, they called me Switch too, but for completely different reasons.
94? 95?
You were still trying to find out who you were.
Yeah. I thought it had to do with the people he was, you know, hitting on. He was like, oh, this guy's straight. No, he's not.
Not what I've done when not well Switch meant. Hit him.
I'm glad you came out of the closet, but that shirt needs to go back in it.
Yeah. No, never. Never.
Visual jokes on the radio. They're killing it.
They love that.
Watch. Gotta get on my horse. You can do it. You just gotta get creative.
I didn't even know you could fit that in here. That's crazy.
Hey, if there's room for Surrette, there's room for everybody.
That's right, man.
You ain't wrong.
I love all the urban crazy names, though. Like, for a while, it got crazy back in the day, man. Mm-hmm. It was Crunchy Black, Cocoa Buttersworth. It was, hey, we bring it, just add it. And when they do the radio spot, just add it. We got that brother one time coming through. He's bringing through that brother two times. And he's bringing by the other guy, Trace Tiempo. That's right.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because a while ago, Charlie actually noticed that there was an issue with the people coming up with their urban comedy names.
So
Charlie was nice enough to go ahead and make us an urban comedy name generator.
A generator! Yeah,
so I need your first name, your last name, and then the month you were born.
Okay, let's play this game. I'll do it. I'll go first. James Young.
All right, James Young.
That's J-A.
You will be...
M-E-S.
You will be a comedian.
And I was born in May.
Lesbianist. And you were born in May?
Yeah.
Said what?
So, comedian, lesbian,
say
what? Come to the stage.
And that's my catchphrase, too, every time I say something.
Sorry, do Jeff.
No, sorry, that one's already taken. By a real cop. No.
Jeff Jones, we've got a comedian, dollar bills, and the month?
December.
December is Wayans.
That's already taken as well.
Dollar bills, Wayans.
Dollar bills, Wayans, y'all.
We got Serethne. You are the comedian, Pope. And what's the month?
December as well.
December is Wayans. So you're another Wayans brothers.
The Wayans brothers.
In studio today with the Wayans
we've
brothers.
Got the Wayans. This is a big deal. And we've got a comedian. Okay, so it would be comedian, Hurley, the truth. And you're October?
Right? October.
Know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's who I am on the inside. Yeah,
that one's already taken as well.
You are a comedian, the truth, know what I'm saying.
Yes. Comedian, the truth, and know what I'm saying.
I saw him on BET.
Every joke I do, I just be like, know what I'm saying.
Saying
that's the truth.
And I am a comedian, stinky hype.
That you one's already taken.
Just
as well.
Added this week. We got comedian Stinky
Hype.
I feel like you wrote this whole list just so you could call yourself comedian Stinky.
I
worked backwards from your name.
I reverse engineered this whole thing so I could be Stinky Hype. And like, there's weird ones where it's like, well, they won't be able to pronounce my name. It's like, no, they will.
Yeah,
you just tell them, don't spell it out.
Yeah.
I mean, my last name is Bowie. It's B-O-W-I-E. I don't
so
spell
many people
it
mess it up.
They say it Bowie. If I write it, it's Bowie. If I say it, spell it however you want to make it Bowie, it's Bowie.
Yeah.
But
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. But I can say what?
Say what?
I'm changing that right now. Comedian.
I think there is one guy, one of the names is just air horn noises. Say what?
Say what?
Yeah, awesome. This is funny because I just remembered there was a purple Honda Fit in the parking lot with Stinky Hype on the license plate.
Yeah. He's rolling deep, son.
Do you really have that on the car? That'd be great. That'd be so good.
Stinky Hype.
Stinky Hype.
I got it just on the door. It's great.
I tell a joke, make your face look like I said something stinky.
Yeah, make you make that face.
That was stinky. That joke stank. Did y'all smell that? That joke stank.
It's an ick.
What is that?
Very much. What was that game you used to play when you were a kid? Like, pick your porn name or your stripper name?
It was your street name.
Street name and your first pet
you had.
Name.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like Tigger Center or something.
That was just to steal people's identities.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe people are like
avoiding
taxes. Well,
don't go anywhere. Mike's going to tell us why they're coming out with a Pornhub too, because he's watched all Pornhub 1. Don't go anywhere on Real Labs.
Hey guys, this is Miguel from Real Ass, and if you know me, you know I love good food and good times, and there's one place that I know of that has both of those, and that's the Outpost in College Park. And something really special that Chef Julie's doing, you know, she comes from the hospitality world, so do I. So one of the biggest things about the hospitality world is we always don't get weekends off, and that sucks. Well, Chef Julie recognized that, so she's doing a hospitality hump day brunch. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's going to be a secret brunch menu with mix and match items, bottomless mimosas, Bloody Marys, and red and white sangria. It's the only place that you can grab a sweet brunch on the weekday and not have to worry about not being able to go because you're working a hospitality shift. So swing by the Outpost on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and enjoy the hospitality brunch at the Outpost in College Park.
Guys, for the first time ever, all the Monsters in the Morning Comedians of the Year will be taking the stage in Winter Haven at the Ritz Theater. Myself, Mr. Miguel Colon Jr., James Yon, Ross Padgett, hosted by Ryan Holmes of Monsters in the Morning. We're going to have a pre-show at Fire Restaurant right there in downtown Winter Haven. Amazing food, great drinks, good people, and then we're going to head over to the show at the brand new Ritz Theater for their first live performance in literally years. Check out the details on winterhavenlaughs.com. That's winterhavenlaughs.com for the Ritz on the 27th. We will see you all there.
You're listening to Real Laughs on 104.1 with James Yon.
Yes! My favorite intro that Miguel Colon Jr. hates, but he ain't here.
Yeah, that was creepy.
It is.
It was real weird.
What is that? Who was that? What was that?
That was actually James.
That was none of your business. Okay, keep moving.
Wow.
It's just got uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, it should have. Okay. Yeah. I let him out. Okay, eventually. You guys are tuned in to Real Laughs on 104.1. Miguel and Devin are both out, so I am filling in for the host duties. I'm James Yon, like the little boy just told you. And we got Mike Hurley in here from the Obligatory Podcast.
Yeah, not for much longer after that. That's creepy, man.
You can't leave. Okay, we also have Seraph Ney in the house, comedian that's about to retire.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But he's coming here to go out, you know, like all people do on the Real Laughs show, baby.
If this doesn't end a career, nothing will.
We also got Charlie Bowie.
Hello.
That's right. And we got Jeff Jones.
Comedian Stinky Hype over here. I'm honored to be in the presence of Stinky Hype.
What can I say?
What can I say? Uh-huh, I heard you like comedy, mm-hmm. baby. Mm, let's get it. Mm-hmm. Here's something I wanted to throw at you guys, because tonight is the night for one of the biggest shows to come back. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, came out Sunday. Mm-hmm. And my wife loves that show. We both love it. It's one of those shows we watch. But that's the only show we agree on watching. That mm-hmm. is it. Because everything else, we hate each other for. Mm-hmm. My wife, like, I'm a nerd. I watch anime. My wife hates sure. that. I love anime. Even so do you, Charlie. Up. Yeah. My wife hates it, but what she watches makes me crazy. My wife's a big fan of reality TV.
Okay.
I can't stand any of it. I hate it all. She watches Keeping Up with Kardashians, Naked and Afraid, The Little People Show.
Oh, I love that show.
The Decoration shows. And I cannot get into them.
Some of them are guilty pleasures.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I can't watch any of them. Like, there's one on right now about a guy that became president of some notch. Oh, no, that's Fox News. But yeah, I can't watch any of them, man. I don't. It's so we argue over TV. And I was going to ask you guys, I know you guys don't watch reality TV, do you?
Oh, no. Yes. Constantly.
Jeff, no.
Constantly.
Do you really?
Constantly.
Jeff, what do you watch that you enjoy for reality
Hoarders.
TV? Oh, you like the ones you feel better than.
Exactly, because okay. I will turn on, I will, like, I need to clean my house, and then I turn on two, there's an episode of Hoarders. It's like, oh, it's not that bad.
You're like, I don't got to clean anything.
Yeah,
for 4 years, and I'll still be fine.
Same reason I watch 600 Pound Life, because I start going, man, I'm putting out, nah, I'm good.
I'm good.
I look
great. I can see my toes.
I can't feel them, but I can see them.
I've left my room recently. And I'm doing good.
It didn't require a forklift, so we're
yeah.
good.
No, yeah, I love them all. I feel bad sometimes. I'm watching Hoarders, and they're like cleaning out the people's house, and they're like, oh, we're going to have to throw that. I'm like, well, why are you throwing that out? That's well, nice.
That's a good... I can do something with that one day when I get up off this couch and stop watching TV all day.
And cooking shows. And, okay. Yeah.
Cooking shows.
Yeah, we know you like cooking shows, James.
I do love a good cooking show because I will actually make the recipes. Mm. No, it's like foreplay when I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you like salt, baby. That's right. but I just don't understand the other ones. Like the I just can't get into like Naked and Afraid.
Well, that's good.
Why is it good?
Because it would be terrible. Is it really?
It is fascinating.
Naked and like if I got naked, would you be afraid?
The car ride home the other night from Englewood, yes, I was.
I had taste of underwear on. It was fine.
You can try. Oh, there's M&Ms in my pocket, Jeff. No, they're not. There were two peanut.
I heard you like M&Ms, baby.
There were only two peanut M&Ms I could find.
Those were not M&Ms, but they were dipped in chocolate. Is that okay, Casey? I didn't say they're nuts.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'll allow it, he said.
I'll allow it.
You watch any reality TV, Sarah?
The last ones I've seen were like Road Rules and The Real World, but back in the day and Cops.
So that's okay. That's when it was good, though. I liked like Real World.
That's
and
when it
Road
first
Rules.
Started. I think Real World was what really
Real
brought.
World and Cops. Yeah.
I think that those were still good. Mike, you watch any of that stuff, man?
I watch a lot. I don't cook at all. But man, I will watch everything on Food Network. I'll watch all those competitions. And the thing is, I've become to Food Network what some people have become to sports. Like, I'm not a sports guy. But you know those guys who've never played sports but will sit there saying what the team should have done? That's me watching Bobby Flay. I'm like, you got 30 minutes, man. You got 20 seconds left. You need a crunch factor, okay? You got nothing. Meanwhile, I'm eating cereal without milk because I didn't pick any.
Or like Forged in Fire. I know both of us.
I love Forged in Fire.
Where they make knives.
That is cool.
I want to make knives so bad. I want to give this all up, all comedy, and just make railroad spike knives. That's all I want to do.
I like watching Gordon Ramsay yell at children in the kitchen. That's fascinating to me.
Because no one comes to arrest them. It's the only time you can see an adult talk to kids like
that. It's like there's an 8-year-old. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
You're
a moron for putting that. If they really want to make those shows good, though, they should put like orphans on that cooking show and then be like, I would adopt that kid because he makes a nice
filet.
And
that's it. The winner gets parents.
Yeah, the final prize.
We'll call it Prove Your Worth.
Yeah. Master Chef Junior should have orphans on.
But gets put into indentured servitude as the prize. Yes. You'll be our chef.
Thank you, sir.
I will say this. Game of Thrones is the only show where I'm like the rest of the schmucks in the country. Every other thing on TV, what I do is I wait for the whole series to run.
Yeah.
And then I binge watch it so I can watch everything in a weekend. Game of Thrones, I started watching it a couple of years back figuring, oh, well, I'll never actually binge watch so much that I'm caught up. And
It's easy.
Dang it!
It's easy.
I'm all caught up. So now and what I do is every time, because this time it's been like, what, a year and a half since the last season, something like that? So I spent this past week, I watched every episode again, all over. There's 10 episodes every season. The 7th episode, there's 7 episodes. I'm caught up again.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. And when you binge watch that much Game of Thrones, the song is just in your head. Because I never skip through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I will say that. One of the best title sequences of any show.
And and you find yourself, like, usually use that time to get up, go to the bathroom, get a drink, something
not
like that.
Playing.
But, I make my own lyrics because he doesn't have lyrics. So do you guys end up with lyrics? It's never anything smart because it's just like, all the fighting, too much talking, need more fighting. Now they're lovers. No, it's her brother. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
And boobs.
There actually is a parody musical of Game of Thrones where they do use some the theme song.
Boobs and Dragons. I was thinking, I'm like, you know what I should do just to help people catch up on Game of Thrones who don't have time to sit there and watch all 7 seasons? I'm like, I'll put it to music so they can catch it all up. And what better song than Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire?
Yeah.
You know, because it just got that. So I started writing the lyrics, and then I'm like, I do whatever I do when I write a new joke or a new bit now. I go to the internet to be like, wait a minute. It's been done.
Mm-hmm.
I love Game of Thrones. I think it's well written. It's great production value. But I will say this. It's a fantasy world. Mm-hmm. They have every type of different species. No black people. None in the fantasy world.
There was one.
Yeah, and
what,
they killed
Jordy
him.
LaForge? Yeah.
James, that is some people's fantasy.
we got dragons, but black people, that's going too far.
He was a pirate.
Yes, he
and
was.
Now he's gone. And I like how they even made room for a white dwarf before.
Yeah. We can have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can have one each season? No.
Yeah.
One.
It's so funny that the whole show is about the North and the South, and really not one in the South.
Yeah, really? Not one? Brother then, just like, damn!
And then you go,
that's
you,
a dragon.
Then you, go, then you go, okay. We're gonna go out to this island, and they're known as the slave trade capital of Westeros. And you get out there, and you're like, still just
not even black. They're like
bunch of really tan guys.
Slightly tan, yeah. Like they're very tan.
All the Samoans are just
yes.
It's basically if the British had gone to Cuba rather than.
Oh, the people are very angry, but they got a great dance.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm really excited. How you think it's gonna work out?
The last season?
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to go out with a bang where every episode is like a movie. Like, some episodes are longer. Jeez. So I think it's going to be amazing.
That.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal, man. I think it's going to go out great. Okay. I hope it goes out great because I've had some shows I fell in love with. I was there through every episode. Then the last one, you're like, are you kidding?
Mm.
Really? What? What happened after the music stopped playing? What's going on?
As an anime fan, yes. Soul Eater?
Aha! Uh-huh.
And that last episode was like, come on.
Oh, that's it?
This was an awesome series.
Yeah.
That's what you... And the end of Lost.
Yeah.
And I thought everything in Lost was going to be explained. Every mystery I held on to, like, oh, I can't wait when they wrap it all up and explain how this is happening.
That one episode two seasons ago. That must tie it. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. The writers were just throwing dice against the board, like, okay, we're going to go this way.
We got to wrap this up.
I remember watching that last episode. There was 10 minutes to go. I'm like, man, this is going to be some explanation. This is going to be amazing. Yeah. I was like, oh, but wait. Nothing came. Nothing came at all. Okay. Sopranos.
The end of Game of Thrones is just going to be Jon Snow, Daenerys, and Tyrion sitting in a diner. I'm talking about wow, that was crazy over a cup of mead, and then Jerny's going to come on, and Jon Snow's just going to look up when you hear the door open, and that's it.
Just a small town girl.
And then Daenerys is going to be like, the whole time we were dead. Yeah, that was a disappointing end.
That, after all that build-up, after all the episodes, that's it.
I've never seen a full episode of The Sopranos.
Really?
Never seen. No. Yeah, I lived it. I've never seen a full episode of The Sopranos. I've never seen a full episode of Lost, and I waited for Lost.
I watched every episode.
Really? And
every episode.
The only thing I've really realized is from watching and reading Reddit and hearing from the fans, I'm so glad I didn't waste all my time.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there are just groups of fans that are like, how could you do that to me?
It seemed dirty. Like, it seemed like, oh, you pulled a fast one on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like, because it was done by J.J. Abrams, right?
I think so.
It seems like he got all those movie deals and stuff. He was like, well, I'm out.
Well, I got better stuff to do.
And the writer's like, where are you going? I'm out, bitch. They're like, what do we do? Just keep writing. Just keep writing. Keep getting a paycheck. It'll be fine. It'll work itself out. No, it didn't.
Nope.
No, it didn't.
Dexter was the same way. I mean, I loved
every
single
episode.
Oh, my
wife said the same thing after... Now, I gave up on Dexter. There's one of those, like, it's with, like, Walking Dead. I stopped watching Walking Dead after a certain point. For some reason, it couldn't keep me. Same thing with Dexter. Yeah. So my wife was horribly disappointed. I believe it ended when everyone in his life was dead, and it was just him. Mm. Oh, that's bleak.
Or like Weeds. You remember?
Yeah.
That started failing, though, about, like, last
season
two seasons.
Season two, season two was good, and then the third season's like... Yeah. What?
Wasn't it on?
When they left the neighborhood.
Yeah, once they left the neighborhood, it was like, nah.
But it ran for like 7 seasons, right?
Yeah. It went like way off the reservation.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of another letdown from a series that I was loving.
Seinfeld's finale was not a good wrap-up.
It was just blah.
Yeah.
They had nothing to say, nothing to do.
The show was like, about nothing.
Yeah.
But still,
but usually the nothing was funny. Yeah. This was not funny. It was just...
I think Breaking Bad did a great job wrapping everything.
They wrapped.
That's rare,
nicely.
Though.
Had like a whiteboard with a checklist. And on the last episode, they're like, done, 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 done.
The best to me, I think, of all time might have been the Bob Newhart show.
Oh,
when
where
he
was
woke
it?
Up in any other.
He woke up and it was with his wife from the first series. And
I
saw a dream.
I like dreamed that we owned a bed and breakfast in Vermont.
Because nobody saw that coming.
No,
at all.
And it kept with the theme of that show. The nonsensical, just this can't happen. Oh yes it can. Yeah, I like that. And I think Breaking Bad worked out well with the end because it made sense to tie all that up that way. And there's only one way that could all end.
Well, and it died before it became a villain.
Absolutely.
But like they didn't drag it longer than they could have.
They could have. And I think the reason they didn't is because it wasn't the huge success in the beginning.
Yeah, in
the
beginning,
they thought it was going to be. So I think they had everything already mapped out where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But guys, don't go anywhere. We are going to go somewhere. This is the last episode for Tuesday. So I will see you guys on Wednesday. Thank you all for being in studio with me. I love you. See you tomorrow.